practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we begin to focus on the things of the Lord in order to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with other Bible-believing Christians in a good, solid Bible-believing church. This is the Lord's Day, and I do trust that you'll go to a good, solid church today where you can hear the Word of God preached and where you can worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Let's begin the program today with the song. It's an old hymn, but I'll tell you what, it's a glorious hymn. It's entitled Victory in Jesus. And now we can thank God for the fact that through faith in Jesus Christ alone, we have victory over sin, we have victory over death, we have victory over the grave, we have victory over all of eternity. You know, the Bible tells us that we've all sinned and have come short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Had Christ not come into the world to go to the cross, to suffer and bleed and die for the sin of mankind, and then to resurrect again on the third day to give eternal life to all who call upon his name, we would be living in defeat. We would all be on our way to a Christless eternity in the lake of fire. Take some time to read Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15, and it tells us that those who do not know the Lord will spend eternity in hell in the eternal lake of fire, and that's where we all would go had Jesus Christ not come into the world. But because Jesus did come into the world and suffer and bleed and die on that cross and then resurrect again on the third day, all who trust Christ as their personal Savior have victory over sin and victory for all of eternity to live with Jesus Christ in heaven in a land without tears in a time without end. And for that, I rejoice, and I trust you do as well. As a matter of fact, if you've never yet trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I would encourage you to call upon his name and be saved right there where you are right now. You might be just lying in bed and getting ready to get up, or you might be having your breakfast or driving down the highway or maybe even on your way to church. But I ask you today, have you ever trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? If you have, I rejoice with you. But if you haven't, I would encourage you right now, say something like this and mean the words, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. And if you make that your heartfelt, your heart sincere desire, Jesus Christ will save you. The Bible says we've all sinned and have come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thank the Lord for the victory that we have in Jesus. Well, I trust that you are planning on going to church today. If you don't have a good, solid, Bible-believing church to attend, I invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church, where we will be having Sunday school at 9:30 and our morning service then at 10:30. Now, this evening, we will not be having services here at our church because today is the final day for the Hope for America Crusade that has been being conducted out at the Blair County Convention Center here in Altoona ever since last Sunday evening. We've had great meetings. We've had great attendances. We've seen many souls come to Christ. We've seen a lot of Christians get revived in their life. And I would encourage you to come on out and be with us tonight. Perhaps you've been with us all week long. I don't know. Maybe some of you listening this morning, you can say, yes, I've been at the meeting every day. Well, praise the Lord for that. And if you have, you know what I'm talking about. God gave us a great week. But tonight is the final night at 7 o'clock at the Blair County Convention Center, the Hope for America Crusade. There is hope. No matter what it is you're going through, no matter what it is you're facing today, there is hope in Jesus Christ. Hope for your family, hope for your relationships, hope for your problems, hope for your addictions, and of course, hope for heaven. And keep in mind, biblically speaking, when we use the word hope, we're talking about that which is real, that which is true, not just something that might take place, but something that is very, very real according to the Word of God. So tonight at 7 o'clock out at the Blair County Convention Center, we'll be gathered together for the final meeting of the Hope for America Crusade. Come on out and join with us. Now, if we can ever serve you, spiritually speaking, here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, please do not hesitate to contact us. You can do so by calling 814-944-2894 or by writing to us at 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Go to our website, which is www.fbcaltoona.org, and learn more about our ministry there. But please don't hesitate to contact us. Once again, that phone number, if you want to give us a call, and you can call 24 hours a day, your message will be registered, recorded, and we will get back to you if needs be. But that phone number is 814-944-2894. Please don't hesitate to give us a call or to contact us if we can help you in your relationship with and walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, as we come to you this morning, we do thank you and praise you once again for the great God that you are. I thank you for the fact that you've given us a great week at the Hope for America Crusade. And as we anticipate this one final meeting this evening, it is my prayer that we will see you work in a great way. We will see you save souls. We will see you revive born-again believers. But, Father, we just want to see you glorified. But even before the meeting tonight, it is my prayer, Lord, that all who are under the sound of my voice right now will go to a church today where they can grow in their relationship with you and worship you along with others in spirit and in truth. Father, I thank you for the opportunity of being able to do this program, and you know the need of every person out there under the sound of my voice. Take the program, take the broadcast to bless them, to encourage them, to strengthen them, to build them in their faith. But above all, take the program to glorify your name, and we'll give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Here's an instrumental with that old hymn of the faith, "This is My Father's World." From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 30, and I would like to read with you verses 5 and 6. Proverbs chapter 30, verses 5 and 6, where the Word of God says, "Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Proverbs chapter 30, verses 5 and 6. Now, before I deliver a message from Romans chapter 10 entitled "God's Plan to Reach the Lost," let's listen to a quartet number singing the song "Constantly Abiding." This, again, is an old hymn, but it's a very encouraging hymn. I'm certain that many of you will remember it, "Constantly Abiding."
The world never gave a peace it cannot take away. Though the trial peace that has come there to stay.
It's a tremendous thing to realize that once we receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, He will never, ever leave us, and He constantly abides with us throughout all of eternity. Well, if you have a copy of God's Word this morning, please turn with me to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, and I would like to read with you verses 13 through 15. Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 15, where the Word of God says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." That's Romans chapter 10, verses 13, 14, and 15. And I want to speak to you this morning for a few moments on the subject, God's plan to reach the lost. And I think it's important for us to understand that simply because of the fact that the Bible teaches us that we are all born in sin, we are all spiritually lost, and we all need a Savior. And by the way, to be spiritually lost simply means the fact that we cannot save ourselves, we cannot find ourselves spiritually. So often you'll hear people say, "Well, I just needed to go find myself." Have you ever heard that expression? Well, I'm sure that you have, and maybe you've used it yourself. Well, I really don't know what that means, but I do know this, that the Bible says that we are all spiritually lost, and we cannot find ourselves, as it were. We need a Savior, and that Savior is Jesus Christ. As we look at these three verses that I read with you just a moment ago, we see three things concerning God's plan to reach the lost. Number one, the promise of God. Number two, the problem of mankind. And number three, the prospect of the preacher. First of all, the promise of God. Romans chapter 10 and verse 13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." You know, beloved, when Jesus Christ died on the cross 2,000 years ago, He died for the sins of the whole world. Now, we are living in a time when there is all many kinds, all sorts of false doctrine out there. And one of those false doctrines is the fact that Jesus Christ just died for a certain group of people. He just died for the elect. Well, that's not true, beloved. Jesus died for the whole world. He died for you. He died for me. He died for everybody of every nation, of every color, of every creed. And that's what it means when it says in Romans 10:13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And simply to call upon the name of the Lord means to recognize that the individual is a sinner and Jesus is the Savior. And to call upon the name of the Lord means to put faith and confidence in Jesus Christ to save them. I did that back on July 17th, 1964. Have you ever done that? You know, down through the years, I've heard people say, personally to me, that they were too much of a sinner to be saved. Well, Jesus Christ died for all the sins of all the people on the face of the earth, including you. And I want to ask you this morning, have you ever called upon the name of the Lord Jesus and asked him to save you? If not, recognize that you are a sinner. Recognize that Jesus Christ is the Savior and receive the salvation that he has to give you, and he will save you today. The second thing we see here is the problem of mankind. It says in verse 14 and the first part of verse 15, "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent?" Now, certainly, when we talk about the problem of mankind, we recognize that all of mankind is in sin. We are all born in sin, and we all need salvation. But we all need to hear a preacher to give us the gospel. Now, when we're talking about a preacher, we're not talking about a person who leads the local church and stands up every Sunday morning and Sunday night and preaches from the pulpit. No, the word preacher simply means one who heralds the truth. Heralds a message, proclaims the gospel, as it were. And every one of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior have the privilege to be a preacher of the gospel. The Bible tells us that we are ambassadors of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are here to represent him. We are here to tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know something, beloved? There are people all around us, all around you, all around me, in our neighborhood, where we work, where we go to school, where we have our recreation, who've not yet heard the gospel. They need a preacher to share with them the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every lost person needs a preacher to give them the gospel. And you know something? I sense that we are living in a time when there is a lack of preachers. Now, what does that mean? It means that there's a lack of people who will be willing to go with the gospel message. Whether we are talking about people who are in full-time vocational ministry or individual Christians who know the Lord, they're just not talking to people about Christ. Are you? I trust that you are. And certainly, we need to pray that God will raise up out of our local churches men and women to go into the ministry. Over the last number of years, we have seen that there has been a great diminishing of people who've gone into, as it were, full-time vocational ministry. And I think that every church should pray that God would raise up out of that church men and women to go into the ministry, to go into the mission field, to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, and then send them forth into those areas of ministry where the Lord has called them. It says here in verse 15, "How shall they preach except they be sent?" In other words, there's a need for preachers, but there needs to be those who are sent into the field to preach the gospel of salvation. And so we need to pray that out of our local churches, number one, every person who's saved will become a preacher of the gospel, a representative of Jesus Christ. And then secondly, that God will raise up specific people and call them into specific ministries of pastoring or missions or teaching or evangelism or whatever the case, because the problem of mankind is that they don't have a preacher. They need to hear the preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Then thirdly, we see the prospect of the preacher. Notice, if you would please, the second part of Romans chapter 10 and verse 15, where it says, "How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." Now, I don't know about you, but many times, I've often thought that the most ugliest part of the body are the feet. I don't know if you would agree with me on that or not. And, some feet look beaten and torn and out of shape and everything else. But the fact of the matter is that people who go with the gospel, whether it's in the full-time vocational ministry or just something that people do on a consistent basis, go door to door, street by street, talking to people about the Lord, those who proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ have beautiful feet in the eyes of God. And what does that mean? It means that God appreciates them, and God will bless them in ways beyond the ability to even comprehend. And so the promise of God is that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The problem of mankind is that mankind is sin and needs to hear the preaching of the Word of God. The prospect of the preacher is that those of us who go with the Word of God are blessed of God. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I would encourage you right now to call upon the name of the Lord and ask Him to save you, and He will. And if you know the Lord Jesus, be a preacher of the gospel. Proclaim the gospel. Be a soul winner. Tell others about Jesus, and God will bless you. He truly will. Well, I want to thank you for joining us on the program today. Now go to church today, and then come on out to the Hope for America Crusade tonight and hear Evangelist Chris Miller speak the very final meeting of our crusade. Until I greet you once again by way of radio, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen? Yes, amen indeed.
Hey, let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.